Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, creamy baby sticky seeds with 50 as a pop or kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. It almost sounded like you guys, now you're doing it grudgingly. Like you're not enjoying it. So let's try, next week, let's try, like everybody's not enjoying it, just sit there quietly and we'll see what happens. There'll be just kind of a couple of musical theater majors that just belt it out. And it'll be adorable. We're coming to you from the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue in Los Angeles in the year 2015 on January 27 dresses. Since last I spoke and you listened, we did a Tournament of Championships episode with Scott Aukerman, Sean Sakamai, and Kate McCucci. And you'll be able to acquire that soon for $2 in the comedy album section of iTunes. Everyone's been sworn to secrecy, but it was a great crowd, so I think they'll keep their yaps shut. Also, LA friends, if you're a CineFamily member or no one, join us for the members-only TV interruption this Sunday, February 1st. Kickoffs at 3:15. It's also a potluck and a Dining with Doug and Karen podcast episode. We just did a new one of those that you should check out with a Cajun food truck guy, the Raging Cajun, and Ricky Lindholm. It was very entertaining to be there, and I hope it is to listen to as well. But bring a dish if you're coming to the potluck at cinefamily.org. Looking forward to appearing at the Traverse City Comedy Festival in Michigan and the Northwest Comedy Fest in Vancouver, Canada. Dates and deets at douglovesmovies.com. From the Corrections Department, murder! Exclamation point. Is an Alfred Hitchcock movie. While trying to think of Dial M for murder, Jeff Tate did just say murder as a guess, and I did not accept it, and I stand by my decision. A mistake I did make, though, was allowing Iron Curtain instead of Torn Curtain. And I've been saying Bridge to Terabithia. Those of you that laughed, I don't know. I think you should feel a little sad that you know how it's supposed to be pronounced, because it's Terabithia. Yeah, I was saying it wrong all this time. And I got to stop for a second and thank that dude over there for wearing baggy shorts in the front row. in January. You know that there's a blizzard in Boston right now, and you're just fucking nuts out. Here we go. I'm going to win a Fidel Castro lookalike contest. But thanks for coming, dude. And the movie Shooter Jennings was talking about in the St. Louis episode is called The Taking of Deborah Logan, and it sounds like some creepy-ass shit. So I might make that part of my 365 movies in 365 days Doug Loves Movies challenge. Listen to Doug Loves Minis for more on that. Prize bag. It's been happening for a few episodes in a row now. Might happen for a few more. Get them while they're hot. Schmovie. Yeah, the hilarious game of outlandish films. They didn't pay me to say that. They just sent me a box of six of them. So for six episodes, I'm going to give away this fun board game. It says here, what would you call an action movie about a killer sandwich? And some of the options that they suggested were Last Action Hero, or Gyro, Rye Hard, and Stop or I'll Prosciutto Your Mom. That's how that should end it. Yeah, so that's the kind of game you could play with your friends if you want your friends to moan when you give your answer. If you have those that kind of friends. So that's in the bag. Lots of stuff. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. The Doug Loves Movies buttons that I've been talking about for a few shows that I'll keep giving them out on a bunch of shows because that is like, it's from Auxiliary Buttons. Auxbutts.com. Pardon me. Auxbuttons.com. Don't go to auxbutts.com. I fear what you will run into there. And a lighter from Chameleon Glass and some other stuff. Let's get my three guests out here. One newbie and two oldbies. Please give a big give a warm welcome to Neil Brennan, Paul Scheer, and Topher Grace.
Well, well, well.
Paul Scheer, congratulations.
Thank you, thank you.
You just won the Pete Holmes Award for being the first to speak without being spoken to.
But if it was the true Pete Holmes Award, I'd be yelling and I would still be speaking.
And Topher wins whatever the opposite of that is because he doesn't even want his microphone anywhere near his face. It's like he's from the 70s when they didn't have microphones. Neil Brennan is here, everybody.
Looks like Neil played it just right. Mic is up and you still haven't spoken.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and the glasses. Mm-hmm. These guys are probably intimidated by how smart you're going to be.
Should be.
But you kept it cash with the hoodie. Paul didn't get the call tonight. We were all going to wear hoodies.
No, I know. That's and, my jam, too.
The memo fell through the cracks. So we got to find that memo. But Neil...
Do you think Topher's ever going to bring the mic up to his mouth?
I don't think so. I think it's going to be our first ever fully mimed performance. Neil.
Yeah.
I always thought the Champs podcast that you do with Moshe Kasher, I never listened to it. I mean, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. No offense or anything, but...
Well, run a long list of podcasts you don't listen to?
Yeah, I'll go through all of them, right. But in the case of your podcast, I just didn't listen to it because I thought it was about sports.
Yeah, it's not.
It's just you and Moshe being you and Moshe, which I would find hilarious.
Yeah, it's a logo. It's just a name, bro.
Yeah, well, I mean, Doug Loves Movies, I fucking step up and do just that. But the Champs, your thing has like a...
I know, it's got like a pennant on it or something. I know, I know. Look, it was a crazy time.
Sports talk.
You're winning at life.
Yeah, it was a sports talk.
Why did this get made? There's a picture of Jason Mantzoukas with a pregnant belly, which is a reference to Junior, a motion picture that should not have gotten made.
It's also how did this
That's how you do it. What did I call it? Why did this get made?
Still good. Not bad.
Who was killing all the great chefs of Europe while this got made?
That is, yeah. Really deep reference that no one, no one got. No,
no
one
way.
Was behind it. I got it.
I barely got
from?
It. Hey, Topher. Topher just spoke.
That's like a movie. What movie? That's a movie that I know the title of, but I've never seen. Who's Killing All the Great Chefs? Who's
is that from the 80s?
Who's Killing
81?
The Great Chefs of Europe?
Is that 81?
Yeah.
Yeah, it starred George Segal.
81.
Jacqueline Bisset. Might have been pre or just post hot wet T-shirt in the deep, and it's not only a whodunit, but it's also makes you want to vomit because all these chefs create this amazing food, but then also their deaths occur in and around all the food.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of.
I'm gonna run right out and run past every place that's playing that movie.
I apologize for bringing it up.
What the fuck is this show?
What the hell is going on here? Topher, I've said this for years on the podcast.
By the way, Doug hasn't even come close to making eye contact with any of us. He just keeps making this fucking weird fucking staring off into the distance. He's literally like Topher looking 50 feet away from Topher.
He should be wearing Ray Charles glasses
and they are
all tied together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I meant Jamie Foxx glasses. The original Ray Charles. He did Ray Charles better than Ray Charles.
We want prenup! So, it's when the subject comes up, that's the first thing I think of. I always talk about this on the podcast, and I don't want to embarrass you, but Ocean's 12, your
Thank
scene
you.
At the beginning...
Is, I was in it for 30 seconds.
Is a little longer than that. It's not only the best scene in the movie, but the best scene in most movies. I love that scene. I love that fucking
like
scene.
When
I'll watch that whole fucking movie just because I watched that scene.
Other characters are watching Ocean's 12 on screens. It's the best part of that movie.
Ocean's 11.
Yeah, right? It's the first one.
What happened? In Ocean's 11, he's in the first scene, but with a bunch of other TV actors that have gone nowhere.
No, but he's saying it's the first one.
Dude,
you said Ocean's 12.
A great story for your podcast, which is I was supposed to be in the third one as well, and I couldn't do it because I was doing the best Spider-Man movie of the three. Thank you.
As it's thought of by everyone.
Yeah, that's what you guys call it.
Top Spider-Man is what we call
Top
it.
Top Spider-Man, right. But I was going to... So
hey,
the
I'll
first
tell you
one,
the new Spider-Mans have given...
There you go.
Who's that? What was it? Pete
Please
New?
Finish that, but I just want to quickly say
hey,
the new Spider-Mans
Benson
have given...
Or the Doug Loves Movies? Is this Benson Interruption or Doug Loves Movies?
This is an important part, Neil.
All right, go ahead.
The two new Spider-Mans have elevated Spider-Man 3 considerably, in my opinion.
Thank you.
Yes. Okay,
Amazing
continue.
Backhanded compliment. Got double backhanded. So I was the first one, Brad Pitt's teaching me how to play cards. And the second one, he comes in on a room, like a hotel room that I've trashed. By the way, Brad Pitt told me, never drop names. And Clooney said the same thing. Like, don't be a name dropper. Julia Roberts was there. They will be. But the third one I was supposed to be, and I talked to Soderbergh about this, and then I couldn't do it, which really broke my heart. It probably would have been, sadly, better than doing Spider-Man. Was I was going to be outside of a casino, and Rusty, Brad's character, is going to be running in, and I was going to be trying to get in, and I couldn't get in. But I was going to be holding an Asian baby the entire time. But there's no reference to it.
That's really sad that didn't happen. You'd think schedules would have been worked out, because that would have been the best part of that one.
I know.
Well, all right. But yeah, Ocean's 12, watch it. Watch the first seven minutes or so.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to Tover's performance in Traffic as well. Which I've never,
you,
I don't
guys.
Know if I've ever directly, he's
Thank
the
you.
Best thing in Traffic. I don't know if anybody remembers, it's fucking unbelievable. Yeah. I don't
great
know why
movie.
We're doing this now, but.
Great movie.
Is it Mrs. Michael Douglas in Traffic?
Yeah, both of them
How
are,
dare
yeah.
you? No, he is good at it.
Well, now I'm on the spot to find my favorite Topher Grace
scene. You had to think. If you had to think.
Oh, wow. Jeez. Like, you guys really... Well, I really enjoy doing Interstellar. I enjoyed
it. No, but we just worked together. We just did a film together.
We did talk about that on the set of this movie that we just did. I like that movie a lot, and you said that that's the movie that no one can remember the name of, as I also did not remember the name of it.
What's that Dennis Quaid movie?
It's a great movie.
Which is what you call it in Ocean's 12. You said I phoned in that Dennis Quaid. I know too much about that scene. But what's this movie you guys just did together? Tell us about that.
Well, yeah, you produced it and you wrote on it, created it. This is Topher's movie that I was lucky enough to be in Mexico City.
When Paul came down and wrote all the funny stuff. He's amazing. By the way, I don't know why. I know this is like too sincere for this show, but like we're all being.
He'll get cut off in a second. It's a great cast. It's Topher, Anne Heche, Taye Diggs.
Riggle?
What?
Rob Riggle.
Rob Riggle.
That's like one of every kind.
Yeah. Lauren Lapkus, myself, Brian Husky, good crew. And here's the thing that I was upset about the most about this movie. When you got there, we got to Mexico City, and you're like, oh my gosh, you're going to have amazing Mexican food. And like the packet they put in the thing is like, hey, don't eat tacos in Mexico City, you fucking dummy. Mexico City has amazing cuisine. You waste your time on tacos. They talk down to us in the food brochure that they put in the, like, the welcome
kit. But they still have tacos everywhere,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah, but they were like, no. Don't do it. So, like, I went out almost every night and never ate tacos. I was like, I gotta eat Argentinian food and German food, I guess. Funnier to me.
That's weird. Have you guys been to the movies lately? Neil Brennan, have you seen anything at the cinema or at home?
I've been watching screeners.
Oh, yeah.
And, that reminds me. What did you bring for the prize bag?
Oh, I brought a shitload of screeners, guys.
So like that's not allowed.
I saw you're not supposed to do that. Yeah, right? I shouldn't. If you win, don't burn it. I don't know what you have to do. You have to burn it, and then.
Oh, you gave
online.
The two ones that everyone gets.
No.
The judge,
bro, would come.
Oh, Fear of Everything.
Yeah,
the judge, good. Boyhood.
Yeah,
Fear of Everything.
Ooh, Birdman. Ooh,
or the full title, the something something something.
Ooh,
most violent year. People
that
say
did not
really
work
good.
Out for them. Zero nominations. They sent this out to everybody.
That movie is so low.
Into the Woods, Unbroken. You've watched all of these movies.
Wouldn't it be fun if I broke this copy of Unbroken?
That would be pretty great. Into the Woods, didn't see it. Unbroken, didn't see it.
You just didn't even watch them? Here,
I have
as
other,
a responsible,
I got
you should
dupes.
Take them
no,
back.
I got dupes. That's short for duplicates, y'all. The last movie I saw was Night at the Museum 3.
In the theater.
Which sounds like a joke. And I'm,
do you have like a foster child?
No, I'm not even kidding. I swear to God, I'm in the Big Brothers program and I took my little brother to go see it. I swear to God.
That was my guess.
It's fucking
why
sweet.
Else would you
yeah,
go
why
see
else
that?
Would you see it?
And it worked out for both of you?
Yeah, it was great.
Okay.
I'm trying not to do a sex joke right now.
I saw a good movie recently that I want to get the word out on. A movie called The Guest. It's on iTunes starring that guy from Downton Abbey. Yeah. And it's really good. It's like a John Carpenter-esque kind of film about a guest. I won't tell you any more than that. But it's funny. It's scary.
And did you bring these Earwolf shirts?
Yes. I brought two Christmas-themed Earwolf shirts.
It would have been weird if Topher brought Earwolf shirts.
And I also brought a bag that you can carry home the Earwolf shirts in that supports your L.A. public libraries because... You know, come on, support your LA public libraries, you fucking dummies.
And become a big brother. Become a big brother.
Here, and let's have this will be signed by Topher Grace.
Mm-hmm.
This great. Item right here.
I didn't bring anything because he wrote me this morning at 9 a.m. You have to bring merchandise?
No, just like, just bring anything, you know, like, just whatever. Like, you know.
I hope I so. Done.
He signed it with such contempt. Did you see that?
I wanted to watch Boyhood with my wife and
my wife.
I don't know how to describe how she said it, because I don't remember verbatim, but she didn't. She's like, oh, I can't watch that movie with those. She thought they were three different kids. Like, she didn't realize it was one kid over, like, 10 years.
She can't watch that movie where a different actor takes over the role every six years.
I'm going to sign this Boyhood one. And I say, let's see this. Suck it. I'd make it in 4 years.
It doesn't make any sense at all.
All right.
Why drag it out, you're saying?
Yeah.
Just get it
over
with.
You could have done it in 4 years.
Someone could change enough in 4 years that it's interesting. But Topher didn't mention...
Yeah, 4 through 8 is a great... You could get a lot of different faces in there.
Quickly, though, Paul, you're on this new show, Fresh Off the Boat.
Yeah.
Controversial program. Where do you stand? Are you pro or against?
Dude, let me come do my Asian baby thing.
I am pro. I am pro-Asian. I've always said pro-Asian.
You play Mitch on the show?
Where do you get this information? Yes, I play Mitch on the show, Fresh Off the Boat, ABC, February 4th, back-to-back episodes after Modern Family. Watch it. I actually think the show is really funny.
Sure.
I've heard it's funny. I've heard that.
Yeah, it's very funny.
I would bring it up if it looked like garbage.
And it's written, it's based on this guy, Eddie Wong's memoir. Eddie Wong is like this New York City kind of chef, and his family moved to Orlando, and they're the only like Asian people in town. So it's kind of, it's a wonder, Asian 80s wonder years, is what or 90s.
Yeah, and the dad is very funny. He's great in the interview.
Yeah, Randall Park's the dad. Mm-hmm. He's great. And it's created by Nanachka Khan, who is a, who created that show, The Bee in Apartment 23, which I also thought was pretty funny. Well,
all
not
right.
too much support
right,
for that.
Right.
Thought it was funny.
Well, you know, that's part of why it's gone, is because people just didn't catch it at the right, you know, just didn't hit the right. But Fresh Off the Boat, February 4th. Let's do it, you guys.
God's been 9 out of 12
episodes. If all 100 of us watch it, I think it's going to do pretty good.
It's the Asian Blackish.
Has anybody in this panel seen 2 Days, 1 Night? The French film that Marion Cotillard got nominated for Best Actress for?
No.
It is... like, imagine The Office if it wasn't comedy. If it was a dramatic version of
The British
Office.
Or American Office?
Just either one.
Do they look at the camera?
French one. The French one. Where it's just people in uncomfortable conversations for the entire movie.
Do they do zoom-ins and people look at the camera and stuff?
No. Sad. It's not documentary style. It's played like it's a narrative feature, but it's also very intense and small story of this one woman who has to convince at least half of the people she works with to give up their annual bonus so that she won't get laid off. And she's got 2 days to do it. So every scene is ding dong. Hey, could you let go of that 1,000 euros so I could keep my job? No? Okay, nice talking to you. Bonjour. And then they kiss. After an ugly conversation, they still fucking kiss on the cheek every time. It's crazy. So check it out, you guys. Okay. And
wait, and Paul is in it? Paul, you're in
it? I am in it.
Paul is in it. He plays...
I play your boss. I'm like, you get that money! I'm an American here in France, and I want that money! Go out, get it!
I have a big Texas Oil hat on and a pin that says, I am for Asians.
Real quick, because of the timing, Super Bowl prediction, Neil Brennan.
Fucking Seattle.
All right.
Yeah.
Topher?
I would say the same.
I'd say Seattle as well.
All right, you guys. I'm going to say the Pats because, you know, I want people from Boston to still listen to this program. I mean,
if the Patriots win, it will be an asterisk. There'll be people like they don't belong there because they deflated those balls, and then it'll be a whole thing.
That is the weirdest controversy.
Bill Nye and Neil deGrasse Tyson both have come out and been like, it's impossible. Like they're like, Neil deGrasse Tyson said like the balls would have had to have been heated up to 150 degrees and then immediately brought out into the cold for them to have had that happen to them. So yeah, there's a little fact for you.
Well, this is the perfect time for me to say, let the games begin! Gentlemen, audience members have brought various personal IDs and name tags and various things. So just go out amongst them. And yeah, there are posters sometimes. Sometimes it's a guy's phone. And just go out there, Topher and Neil and Paul, and pick whatever name tag you like to play for.
Oh, the Lion King one.
And while you do that, yeah, just go grab it from him. Oh, you're going to make him come to you? I kind of like that. While you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back. And we're back! Who are you playing for, Neil Brennan?
I'm playing for... Is his name on here? He's got a Glengarry Glen Ross poster.
Yeah, so his name, I know this gentleman, is Glenn.
Oh, it's Glenn.
And but he's also got Glenn Campbell, Gary
Busey, it's a pretty great poster,
and
yeah.
Ross from Friends. Why does Ross from Friends have a helmet on his head like he's...
Like from the movie. Like they did in the movie. Like Jack Lemmon wore in the movie.
Hold that up some more. I want to make a vine of it. I got my vine up and running again.
Are you doing your vines again?
I'm so excited about my vines.
Oh, man.
Who are you playing for, Topher?
I'm playing for Brian, who gave me this. The Brian King.
The Brian King. That is a delightful name tag. And it's on a stick, so you can save it and eat it later. And who are you playing for, Paul Scheer?
I'm doing my best to say his name is James Bend. James Bend, who has given me a James Bond, like that material poster.
It's a Foley artist's lightning.
Yeah.
It is highlighting all of the classic Roger Moore movies, and when you look at them all, you go, wow, he really didn't make many good ones. Live and Let Die, good. Man with the Golden Gun, not so good. Spy Love Me, I guess kind of good. Moonraker, not so good. For Your Eyes Only, kind of okay. Octopussy, not so good. Video Kill, definitely not good.
Wow, so. Well, you really got through that so much quicker than that show James Bonding, where they talk about each one for an hour and a half. But I was on it, and it was fun.
It was very fun.
Oh, you did it too?
I thought that was a joke. I didn't think it was real.
You did James Bonding, Paul?
I did.
Which movie did you do?
I picked On Her Majesty's Secret Service because that movie I feel like I really like that no one really cares for.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's George Lazenby, the one Bond movie.
Yeah, he was one and out, but it was a really good movie.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
Telly Savalas?
I'd put it top 10 Bond movies.
I would concur.
Okay.
Where would you put that compared to Topher Spider-Man?
I don't think it should be called Topher Spider-Man.
I really don't think
that's a good meme to put out there.
I think that Spider-Man is easily in the top 10 James Bond films. I think that's no one's gonna argue that.
I think it's more like the guy from Wings Spider-Man.
Thomas Hayden Church.
Mm-hmm. I thought the guy from Wings would be funnier.
I don't think people remember him from Wings.
He was so
I think people
good
were like,
on
was,
that.
I think people are going, was Steven Weber in Spider-Man 3?
What was the name of his show with? Wasn't he on a show with Deborah Messing?
Yeah, like Ned and Stacy.
That's not like that. That's exactly right.
Based on go the British show.
Go home and tell your wife you knew that one. All right, Neil Brennan. Topher Grace. Paul Scheer, let's play some games, starting with, to determine who goes first in the Leonard Maltin game tonight, we're going to do some lines with Mark.
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Mark Wahlberg is a frequent guest on the show and is nice enough when he can't be here because of his busy filming schedule.
He's Gambler
2 is already being shot.
I worked with Mark last week anyway. No big deal.
Really?
I did, honestly.
In what?
A movie called Daddy's Home. You may have seen the viral video of Will Ferrell hitting the cheerleader. Look behind Will Ferrell, and that's me.
Hitting Mark Wahlberg.
And Mark Wahlberg was there as well.
Oh, okay. That's their re-teaming since the other guys.
Yeah.
I still haven't seen the other guys.
It's good.
Oh, good. Yeah. Oh, guy over there just fucking finished off.
So good.
And one of the funniest... One of the funniest opening scenes in a movie, too. Steve Coogan's in it. It's great.
All right.
Go see it. Other guys.
I'm going to watch it. I'm watching 365 movies this year, so it fits in perfectly.
I've seen that hashtag. What does that mean? Every day you have to do a movie?
Not every day, but I just have to catch up. If I don't watch one day, I have to watch two the next.
Got it.
I'm about seven.
What if you don't watch one on the second day? What do you do on the third day?
It gets crazy. It's all about catch up.
Are you?
It's all about through my VOD looking for movies that are 85 minutes.
Yeah,
just bang those out.
Yeah, how are you picking them? You're not being assigned them. You would just have.
No, I just get to pick. I just follow certain trails. Like if there's an actor I like in something, and I haven't seen a few of their other films, I'll finish them off.
How far into it are you? How many days?
We're 27 days in. Today's the 27th.
When did you start regretting it?
No, I love it because I really do. I'm going to see pretty close to that number anyway.
Or not,
maybe 100 shy. So it's just making me, work harder.
Are you writing
a
book about it or something? You should. There should be a bigger payoff.
No, that's the weird thing about it.
it's just for personal betterment.
Very low stakes.
All right.
I tried a thing last year where it was a movie a day, and I gave up at one point. So this year I'm making up for it by saying, well, I'll watch 365. I just won't. Because I go to film festivals and see four or five in a day sometimes.
Right.
So that ends up
making
up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a great week for me. I love watching movies all day.
No, I know. I'm saying, but that will be a good makeup week. You can go there 20 mm-hmm. behind, and pff, you're back in. You're back in.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Let's talk about this on your podcast.
All right.
Because it's also a movie podcast. What movie have you seen recently that is the most, why did that, how did this get made?
Well,
which one did you have both of those questions for?
The one that
they both asked me the same thing.
The one that we just did was Tango and Cash, which is Stallone and Kurt Russell. And the thing that I'm still blown away by, it's supposed to be two cops from the opposite side of the tracks. One's from Beverly Hills and one's from downtown L.A. But there's no difference between them at all. You would think, Kurt Russell would be like, fuck it, I'll shoot those guys. And then Stallone would be like, no, we'll talk to him. But they're both like, fuck it, we'll shoot those guys. The only difference is one wears a Henley and one wears a suit. And for a majority of the movie, they're both wearing prison costumes. So it's muddies. It muddies. There's no he uses his smarts, he uses his brawn. They both use their brawn all the time.
That's probably why there wasn't a sequel.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah. I thought of a title for it, though.
Yeah.
Tango and Cash 2, Let's Dance.
I can say one more thing about Tango Cash.
Please. That
was amazing. The whole movie leads up to them high-fiving. That's the end of the movie. They won't high five. They get close to it the entire movie. Hey, you're not so bad. But they don't high five. And at the end of the movie, they literally
put it back in their pocket.
Yeah. They get close to it and they pull it away.
Jesus.
And then the end is bam, bam. And then freeze frame, cover of the newspaper, Tango and Cash are back. Literally, that's how the movie is told through so many newspaper headlines. It's comical.
Since Newsies. Have you seen the front page of a paper so often in a film?
It's like I've been alive for a couple years, like 4 or 5 years, and I've never seen cops be front page headlines on. I've never seen a cop.
I've never gotten to know a cop team.
Yeah. No matter how good
their drug
busts are.
I've lived in a bunch of cities. I've lived in New York and Chicago, and I lived in Orlando for a little bit, guys. And
you're never following the exploits
I've never fallen in love with cop team.
Fair enough. Mark Wahlberg is going to say a line from a motion picture. And the first one of you to say into your microphone the title of the movie, you will win this game. So listen up.
You guys want to do some fucking lines?
Yeah, we are.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
All I wanted was something to eat. But the man kept pushing, sir. They drew first blood. Not me.
I got it. Rambo First Blood.
Oh.
I thought it was a movie. It's just called First Blood. Right. Why is he saying First Blood in the quote?
That would be a little
That's
tough.
Ridiculous. But you still were the fastest to repeat it back. That's First Blood.
First Blood.
Because you just heard him say First Blood.
Hey, I win that way. I'll take that win.
Paul Scheer's our winner, everybody.
Yeah.
That's a Tom Brady win that I'm taking.
Mm-hmm. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to play Leonard Maltin game. First person to 2 points is going to be our winner. We'll start with Paul, and then we'll go to Neil, and then next to you, Topher. So by then, you should have a good idea what's going on. Paul, celebrating a birthday today, our friend Patton Oswalt.
Very nice.
Yeah, he turns 27 today. And so the films of Patton Oswalt.
Great.
He's been in at least 7 films reviewed by Leonard Maltin.
Mm-hmm.
At Asa_Davis suggested Glove Actually.
Okay.
Glove Actually. And that's the films of O.J. Simpson.
Okay.
And then someone named Rocktober Serps, S-U-R-P-R-Z, suggested Turner and Cooch.
Okay.
Turner and Cooch. And that's movies where Kathleen Turner appears nude. Movies where you see Kathleen Turner's cooch.
Wow.
You see Turner and cooch.
All right, well...
Which one of those would you like to play?
I'm going to go...
Have you been in a movie with Patton Oswalt?
I might have been.
Yeah, so that could help. That could be a leg up.
I know. I would pick Patton, but I feel like he may be in things I don't know, so I'm going to go with O.J. Simpson.
Okay. Because we all know all of his stuff.
Yeah.
1977 is the year.
Okay.
3 stars from Leonard. He calls this movie entertaining. He says it's epic. And he says it was filmed in France and Italy. And he lists, looks like 11 names. How many names can you get it in, Paul Scheer?
8 names.
He says 8 names, Neil Brennan, playing for Glenn.
This is the OJ one?
Paul's playing for Ben.
This is the OJ category, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah, 1977.
Let's go. I guess I'll...
I'm pretty sure Patton wasn't in films yet at that point. What?
All right. I sensed the tone. I sensed the tone. I know that.
What'd you say?
Can I pass?
No.
Then I'll try 7.
Okay. Uh-huh. He says 7, Topher.
Now, Topher, at this point, you can challenge Neil and say, name that movie, or you can go lower. You could fuck him over right now.
And then you
get the point.
I get the point, but you ask me the question, and I have to get it right.
No, right
if
now.
If you say name it to Neil, if he can't do it with these names, then you'll get the point. But you
no,
could,
name it.
You could.
Yeah.
OJ Simpson.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
It's not the Naked Gun.
I'm in real trouble.
What do you get, 7?
I had a thought, 7 but the location thing really turned me around.
Okay. Lionel Stander.
Of course.
Yeah. Aida Valley.
Oh, she's... Okay, now I know.
Ingrid Thulin.
I'm psyched to win this.
John Philip Law. O.J. Simpson. Lee Strasberg.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
6. And Martin Sheen.
Do you give any... Martin Sheen?
Mm-hmm.
Do you give any hints?
Did you hear those things I said before?
Italy, France.
No, Italy,
three
France,
stars.
And it was
entertaining. This
epic.
Is entertaining.
It was
how
epic.
Many movies are entertaining?
How many,
good that narrows
words
it down
are,
right
how many
there.
Words
good OJ
title.
Movie.
Epic. I think Topher's going to get a point.
I think he is too. I feel like
I think
OJ
you're in a,
did.
You're in a spot.
I want to say like Frogmen or something, but I think that was a TV pilot. Mm. I know that because apparently he used the wetsuit when he murdered Nicole. That's a true. That's what I've heard.
It hasn't been proven. He would have found that killer if he didn't go to jail for threatening that guy.
Doug, I do not know the name of that movie.
Can I get? Can I? Can
you
I
can guess, but this is a really tough one.
Okay, then I won't guess.
No, go ahead and guess though.
No, it's back.
Just name something he was in.
Well, I was going to say Capricorn 1, but then I knew that the locations kind of threw me off, and then I was going to say Towering yeah. Inferno.
Capricorn 1 with the fake Mars landing
yeah,
was filmed
movie.
In France and Italy.
But, you know, that's like what went me off. Now it's a Towering Inferno, but...
Yeah, that's another one he's in where he saves the cat at the end.
Yeah, but doesn't... Yeah, which is the wrong way to make
the lady who
structure.
The lady who falls out of the building, and not only falls out of it, but, like, hits her head on the side of it going down like that guy in Titanic.
Yeah.
That's always brilliant when that happens. Topher Grace has a point because the film is called The Cassandra Crossing. The Cassandra Crossing.
Obviously.
Starring Burt Lancaster, Sophia Loren, and Richard Harris.
Wow.
Yeah, classic.
You don't go from
don't
top,
go from top to bottom?
No. We go bottom up.
Jesus.
Bottom up. But you're getting it.
By the way, I didn't know the rules
And
either.
You're winning. You're winning and you're getting it at the same time. We're going to start with Paul this time
right.
and then go to Topher. And Paul gets to pick between these categories. A USA Aussie suggested Ken Jennings, which is movies that are, the title is in the form of a question.
Ooh.
At Sagan Baggins on Twitter suggested Apollo 86, which is movies where Carl Weathers dies.
Okay.
Where Apollo gets 86th. And Jordan Cole Sucks suggested Interstellar Got Her Groove Back, which is Matthew McConaughey romantic comedies.
Wow. Boo, 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 boo,
boo.
I'm going to pick. Okay, I'm going to. What was the middle one? I'm sorry.
Apollo 86.
Apollo 86.
Carl Weathers dies.
Yeah.
Would you like a movie where Carl Weathers dies? From 1985, 1987, or 1996?
I am.
He had a tough time getting through movies.
Yeah. I'm going to say, let me take 96.
Okay. Two stars from Leonard. He
Figures.
Says, yeah, he says that the lead performer in this movie co-wrote the script. He also says that a brawl in the movie is a highlight. And, I think that's all I can say. It's a vehicle? That's not a good clue. And he lists 11 names.
All right.
How many names can you get it in?
10 names.
He says 10 names, Topher. What are you going to do about that? You can go 9 names, or you could say name it, but in my experience, that's a lot of names for a good player like Paul Scheer.
I'm going to go 9 names.
Just shave one off, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the best advice you could get.
I know the movie.
Well, you know, you can go negative names if you fear that Paul Scheer might also
Can
know
I
the
get
movie.
The point back that Topher got?
No, that's his to keep.
That's mine, dude. That's mine.
I want his points.
But I appreciate your...
I can. So what do I do? What do I do?
So you can go if you know the top build person, you can go -1. If you know the top two build people in the right order, you can go -2, 3, 4, 5, and so on. So, or you could just say 0 if you know the movie.
0.
He says 0 names, Paul.
I can't do it.
He can't do it. What's it called?
Happy Gilmore.
That's correct.
Oh. Yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
Neil has a point.
Yeah.
Same producer as Half Baked, guys. Same producer as Half Baked. Great to see. I should go.
Topher gets to pick the next category, and then we will go to Paul. And Topher gets to choose between Inherent Lice, that's summer camp movies, LOL Cool J, that's comedies with LOL LL Cool J. Or the Blueberry Johnson category, which is, that's who suggested it, you're in this. Movies that someone on this panel is in. Which one of those would you... Which one of those would you like to play? It could be me, but I've mostly been an extra, so... I don't have any big speaking parts in anything.
I've been in two movies, I think.
One of them's half-baked.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna Paul's go been movies in a bunch I of might movies. Have been in, yeah.
All right.
Like it's going to be Topher. It's not going to be me.
Your two and a half stars from Leonard.
This sounds like maybe it's mine.
Apologies to put your hands together. This movie's from 2004. Leonard Maltin calls this movie cute. He also calls it slight at best.
No names.
Wait a second. Slow down.
Oh, sorry.
And he lists eight names. Paul Scheer gets to bid first, so that's a bit of a clue.
I am going to say zero names.
I'm sorry. Wait a second. Topher gets a bid first.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you said zero
wait,
names?
What's negative? Do I get extra points?
Negative is it, no extra points, but you might win the game. Negative is you got to name the performers from the top of the
that's
billing. So if
the
you go negative
now?
Willing, you got negative names.
They listed.
Names?
You just have to go.
Eight.
You could just
so you go negative one,
or two.
Just name the top billed person.
Like if you said Mission
two.
Impossible, you'd be like Tom Cruise.
In the right order.
Yeah, that's the tricky part.
According to Leonard.
All right. All you need is one or one or two.
What's your first
all
hit?
You need is one.
Yeah,
when you
don't
say
have
negative
to,
one, that's all you need.
Yeah, you don't have to go to all the eight or something.
Oh,
you don't have to show off like that. Whatever you think he can't do.
Hang on.
Does it have to be in Leonard Maltin's order, though? That's what I'm aware.
That's the that's trick.
It's in Leonard Maltin's order.
Yeah, I wouldn't go too deep.
He changes it up sometimes.
Oh, it's not top billing.
It's tricky.
It normally is top billing.
I like
billing.
That
pretty
you
normal.
Still remember the billing from one of your movies fucking 10 years ago.
Can I include what,
one
what
of Paul
I got paid
or Neil's
for?
Movies.
I really do believe I know this, but I'm excited.
I know this.
So how many negative do you want to go?
I'm going to go.
Don't go too crazy. I would be my advice.
I want to impress, though. It's my first time.
Yeah.
You're already winning.
Yeah.
That's true. I'm going to do negative three.
Oh, that's what I was going to do.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
That's all I know. I only know this.
This is one of the rare movies that doesn't end in a question mark. It ends in an exclamation point. And that is Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Did I poker face it?
What do you mean?
Paul still gets to bid.
Oh. No, do I? I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't do more than three.
So you're going to say name that movie?
Name that movie, Topher.
All right. So, yeah, that's
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
That's the correct title. Top billed person is?
Kate Bosworth.
Second?
Me.
Third?
Josh Duhamel.
Whoa, I would
you
not have
you got it correct!
That.
Topher is our winner! Where's the Brian King? Come down and get your prizes, Brian King.
Brian, I did this for you.
Congratulations,
does
Brian.
Does it really end in an exclamation
he
point?
He did it for you. It does.
It does.
I looked
people
at it
don't
to
say
confirm.
That name right. It's not Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's like Win a Date with Tad Hamilton.
Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. Cute comedy. Slight at best. But a winning cast...
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Plays it for real with no cynicism in sight. Yeah.
Who directed it?
That was directed by Robert Luketic. Is that did I pronounce it right?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
And he did,
Killers.
Legally Blonde and what else?
Didn't he do The Killers with Ashton Kutcher?
Oh,
that's right. He got
maybe.
Through the whole 70s show cast.
Wait a second. Ben, you didn't write a thing on
is
the back.
Is there a shithead on there or no?
I just took
ben.
It.
He put a whole piece of paper, taped it to the back of the name tag. It was all set to go, and then, but he didn't have a pen. Oh, shit. Well, come over here, and I'll give you a pen. You can write it right on there. I don't need your whole name tag anymore, but write it on
I
that
like your Yoda tie.
Table, and take that back.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't like about the Yoda tie. First of all, I like the Yoda tie, but I don't like Yoda's placement in the Death Star throne room. Yeah, he should be it should be more of a Dagobah tie.
Fair enough. Let's see what you have a shithead on the back hey,
why
of yours.
You get
there.
Your, I thought you only read my guy.
No, you, no,
no I'll wins. Read it. These just pass it down. Prizes. Yeah, that's what they get because they didn't win. You won for your guy. So
Brian won.
We're not
going to
say
yeah,
he's shithead.
Be watching Unbroken
any
tonight.
Plugs, Neil Brennan? Anything we should know other than listen to the champs with Moshe Kasher?
Yeah, Big Brothers. Become a Big Brother. I'm serious, yeah. It's That's so great. Easy. It's super easy.
It's
do
super
it.
Easy. You can show up in a hoodie.
Yeah, you don't get
yeah,
do
mind.
Nothing.
Wait, what was the question?
Do I have anything to plug?
Any plugs. And he was like, be a big
be
brother.
Be a big brother, for real.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might have sounded weird to you. It was like, what should we plug, brothers? Big brothers.
Big
what?
Brothers are good.
What are you
yeah.
saying? What's the name of the movie, Topher, that you made that Paul and you were
no,
both
we don't
in?
Even know. That's up in the air. Yeah. Who knows?
You don't even have a title yet?
It's going to be a while away. We'll come back for that.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I would love that.
And we'll bring Taye Diggs.
That'd be awesome.
Let's definitely do that. Yeah.
He loves comedy.
Taye's amazing. Yeah.
Well, thank you, Topher, for coming in with nothing to plug.
You got it, man. Thank you for having me.
You didn't really ask him. You may have something to plug.
I don't. Okay. Actually, you know what? I'd really, really love to get the word out there about this film that I did in 2004 called Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. It's like, I feel like not enough people saw that.
I would like to plug my podcast, the Sylvester Stallone podcast. It's like Serial, but about Sylvester Stallone. It was a daily podcast for 28 days. You can get it on wolfpop.com for free.
Did you get to make out with Bosworth in that movie?
Yeah.
Brian Bosworth?
Yeah, I did.
The boss.
Pretty sweet. The boss.
He's so great to work with, and when he kisses you, he hums a little. It's like cool. It's cute. It's cute.
I'll be at the
favorite,
what?
My favorite Kate Bosworth movie.
Oh, okay. Well, while we're on the subject, I thought we were wrapping it up, but let's talk about
crush.
Blue Crush.
Let's talk about
who
it.
Doesn't have a blue crush on that movie?
Great movie.
Holy shit!
So good, right?
She looks good in her little bathing suit.
Probably never been topped. That's like my favorite Kate. That's my Kate. Favorite Kate.
All right, my favorite Kate Bosworth is called Win a Date with Tad Hamilton. I'm going to be at the Fort Lauderdale Improv on Tuesday, February 24th, just yelling Win a Date with Tad Hamilton all over and over again. Thank you guys for being here. Neil Brennan, yeah. Topher Grace, Paul Scheer. As always, sharks are a shithead. And Topher's Asian baby is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to punch a Topher coffee. Eyes of gold is viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room.